Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Barbara Lewis bringing us back.
Hello.
One of the classics from the Wayback Machine, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out all the other things. And take our poll question. We have a poll question on the homepage every week. We ask a different question. This week's question is about politics. Know what you think. And when you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. And by the way, we don't ask who you are. We just want you to vote. And do all that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Forbes is our guest. Steve, you know Steve, who Steve is. He needs no introduction. A great American, in my opinion. I'm glad to say he's our. And Steve, I want to talk a little bit about, and by the way, folks, don't forget he's the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine and the website Forbes.com. Steve, let's talk about the economy. In our lifetime, Steve, we've never had the economic challenges that we have today, a recovery that feels like a recession, a combination of cyclical and structural unemployment, a dysfunctional financial system, a severely depressed real estate industry, et cetera, et cetera. What does America have to do to get ourselves out of this mess?
What we have to do is recognize, as the American people, I think, do recognize, that is we got to get the government out of the way. All of these measures to help us, supposedly, have extended the tentacles of Washington, distorted the financial markets, and created uncertainty and lack of credit, which is making this recovery. We are growing, but it feels like walking pneumonia. And whether it's the binge eating, the tax increases, the thousands of new rules and regs coming from health care and elsewhere, as you know, in 2012, we're getting this 1099. Every transaction that comes to $600, you've got to file a 1099.
Even if they've got a tax ID number and you've never had to do that before, Steve, it's my understanding that the Republicans have given up on trying to get that repealed this year.
Well, I think after the elections, they're going to make a real push for it because it gets it. And you know what the real reason for it is not because they think they're going to collect a lot of new money from allegedly cheating businesses. This is infrastructure in place for a value-added tax.
Yeah. And we're on top of the income tax.
You bet.
Which would be
very damaging to us.
The value-added tax, folks, national sales tax, whatever you want to call it, is a horrible, horrible thing. I'll tell you what, Steve, I would consider taking to the streets if that actually became something that was about to be a reality. Actually, I think about storming the ramparts.
I think a lot of people would. The American people know they're overtaxed today. And, you know, everything you do, you get up in the morning, turn on electricity, taxes, turn on the water, taxes, go to work, taxes. And so I think you would make the Tea Party truly look like a Tea Party.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, we can't have that. I mean, that's just so outrageous to me. Value-added tax on its face, Steve, is not a bad idea. It's not the best idea, but it's not a horrible idea if we repeal the 16th Amendment, which is the one that gave us the income tax.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to get both, just as most other countries have. You look at in this country, most states have both an income tax and a sales tax.
Right. Exactly. Steve, what do you see in terms of the economy? You're traveling around. You're a world traveler. You've got interests all over the world. You got your finger on the pulse of the American economy too. What are you seeing for this recovery? It's we're out of the recession, but it still feels like one.
Yeah, and you know, it's like a flu. You can't. It's not enough to put you in bed, but certainly drag you down. And I think we'll continue to grow in spurts and starts, but it is going to be subpar overall. And I think we're going to turbulence in the next 2 years, but I think that's going to set the foundation for a major change in 2012 like we had in the early 1980s. I'll make you a prediction. The prediction is in the next 5 years, I think you're going to see the dollar make an effort to retie the dollar to gold.
Huh.
I think you're going to see a major push for tax simplification, so people know we cannot continue to do what we're doing now.
Of course, you won't be agitating for either one of those, will you?
Yeah. That's going to be fun. And I think the American people instinctively know that's the right way to go.
Yeah. Steve, is capitalism as you and I have known for in our careers, is it in jeopardy?
It's in jeopardy if these guys continue to do what they're doing. But what I take heart from, even though I know we're going to have some really tough challenges in the next couple of years, is precisely the uprising of the American people. They're not going to tolerate this. And I think it's going to start, by the way, early next year on the health care side. They're going to repeal that 1099 provision. The president repeals it, vetoes it. I think there's a chance they'll override him. Democrats want to stay in political life. And it's going to help set the issues for 2012.
Speaking of repeal, do you think the health care bill can be repealed if what you said earlier comes to pass, which is where the control of both houses?
I think they will make an attempt to repeal. The president will try to block it and veto it. But then I think the key thing to do is start chipping at various parts of it. For example, I think you could override a veto on forcing the American people to buy health insurance. I don't think we even have to wait for a court decision to repeal that part of it.
Yeah.
Let the president say he wants to force you to do something you don't want to do. That's not going to be politically viable.
Right.
There are a lot of other things that can chip away. That's what you do. He's willing to fight. We'll be willing to fight him even harder.
Well, I think your analogy is a good one. I have been making comparisons to the Obama administration and the Carter administration, primarily from a standpoint of this of the concept of a malaise. We had malaise, we had Carter, and we've got malaise in the marketplace right now with President Obama's administration. Quick break. Right back with Steve Forrest. When we come back, I want to talk about the small business this week. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.